world famous Phil Hendry Show. PhilHendryShow.com is a website. That's the digital home of the Phil Hendry Show.
Thank you. And this is Margaret Gray along with General Galen Shaw.
Yes, this is General Galen Shaw. And here's Phil Hendry. Thank you very much. And
by the way, this is the song. Well,
yes, fuck the police.
Damn right.
All right, so we just happened to roll the song up there. Well, I don't think it's a very respectful way for you to do that. It is just a part of the soundtrack of the show.
Yes, but this was the one, General. I told you to be on the lookout for this. This is F the police, you know?
That was great, but Mr. Henry's only using it as a...
I got it, guys, okay? Just please don't explain it for me. I know how to explain it. We're using it as a sort of a soundtrack to the show. It is no statement of philosophy.
Well, no, I'm just pointing it out to the general. See, you know.
Now, why do you have a smile on your face?
Well, I have a smile on my face because I anticipate...
Yeah, it could be fireworks.
There's not going to be any fireworks.
Well, what, are you trying to shove that up into my face?
I'm not shoving... No. Look, that's part of the... It's part of the music selection for the show, all right? It's a part of the... How do I put this?
This ought to be good. So why do you have a song, if I may be so bold, called Fuck the Police, in your...
Let me just tell you. Because as the song that is providing the soundtrack of the show, it is a song that is very much a part of modern day, or at least it was part of the 80s.
Go ahead, Phil. Keep shoveling and shoveling and shoveling, and you'll reach China, for God's sake.
Well, what's the problem?
The problem is the song, as the general pointed out, is very disrespectful. I don't think...
Margaret, I'm going to tell you, and I don't need for you to explain it for me, I'm going to tell you why we have that song there. There's all kinds of songs in the playlist here, all kinds of lyrical content, all kinds of lyrical meaning, and it doesn't mean that we share the views. What we're doing is just letting that be the underpinning sound, music, whatever.
Yeah, all right. You know what? You do what you got to do, I'll do what I got to do. I just don't think it's... No, General, you got to fess up, Mr. Henry. Well, do you agree with it? No, I don't agree with it. But by the same token, I understand why people... You know,
yeah, you see, there's a... Wait a second, man. I'm not going to have... The show's not turning into that, okay?
Well, why not, Phil? I think it's time we got some things off our chests around here. And I'm not talking about it off of my chest as in.
Ms. Gray!
No, Bud, please don't turn it into filth. Don't befoul my breasts. If you...
Befoul your breasts?
When I say getting something off my chest, I'm saying don't... You don't get to reach over and...
Take something off your chest.
Exactly.
Well, I don't think anybody said that. What we're saying, I forget.
I forget too. And what is that?
The hell is that? It sounds like it's a dinner bell.
Oh, it's an alarm. Let me turn this off. Okay. Anyway, welcome to our program, folks. Never mind about the songs that we play, okay?
Well, that's fine with me, Henry, but I think they bear some explanation. If you don't mind me saying so.
Yeah, well, maybe he does.
Well, I still don't give a sweet hot holy damn because...
I understand. Thank you, General. I will take it under advisement. On our program today, we're going to have... Margaret, you got some commentary of a sort, right?
Well, yes. I made a comment on Twitter, and it was engaged by your Mr. Bozell.
And what did you say?
I said that the Republican Party was like the Corleone family's son, Fredo.
Oh, Jesus H. Christ.
Now, General, please. My feeling is that as Fredo...
Who was Fredo?
Fredo was the son in the Corleone films, in the Godfather films.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you guys know the Godfather movies?
Well, not really. I mean, I don't know. I don't know the principles. Fredo was an idiot. All right? And that's what Margaret's saying. Fredo represents the Republican Party because he's the slow imbecile.
Well, I don't think there's anything that... are you going to argue with that? Of course you won't.
Yeah, but you're goddamn right. Excuse my language. You're G.D. right.
Well, there you are with your Christian principles saying G.D.
Wait a minute.
Hold on for a minute. You guys are going to drive me ape with all this nitpicky stuff, okay? So you want to talk about that? Great. What are you? You want a debater?
Oh, who's going to do it?
Steve Bozell.
Not that Jack. Well, that guy will turn it... He'll turn it into warmed over turd. You watch.
Yeah, they ain't no good.
Well, he's the one that engaged me on Twitter.
What do you mean, engaged you?
I mean, he talked to me on Twitter.
Yeah, but sounds...
I don't care what it sounds like, Bud. Your mind, already everyone knows that your mind goes toward those... Your mind sort of just runs with a pack of all the other mind dogs out there, you know?
No.
Now, Buck's mind is like a another slovenly dog running down the alley of dumb. You know?
Yeah, well, so, Bud, keep that in mind. All right, so anyway, the show today, we'll have that. We'll have also Fred, Frank, whatever the hell his name is.
Yeah, Frank. You're talking about my husband?
Yeah.
Yeah, Frank.
Right. Frank will be calling, and I think Frank is going to be talking about the, what is he going to talk about?
Well, I don't know. I think it might be have something more to do with...
Let me look at these notes here, because I don't... Do you know, Bud?
Not really.
No, why would I ask you if you knew? Because you've sure as... Oh, yeah, the Republican debates.
What is with all this politics all of a sudden?
That's what's going on. The only other thing that was going on this weekend was the Emmys. So,
Well, I know the Doug Danger... well, the Emmys was... That was on Sunday.
Yeah, I know, but I think it was the ratings.
Yeah, the ratings. The Emmy ratings sucked a dog. Speaking of a dog.
Yeah, speaking of a dog...
Yes, yeah, speaking of a dog running down the alley of dumb, which is your mind,
What? All right, so anyway, that's really great. So we're going to have that and more here on a world-famous Phil Hendry Show. God almighty, man. Talk about, you know, head up the ass. Let's go to Bob Bacon with traffic, Bob.
Hey, Phil, right now, the game, there's a game late on the 15th freeway. You got to try that? We got Bob Swain with Ambulance swinging on by down there to have the Gay Blade here. Also on the high tide of the Southtown Freeway. Look at the overturned vehicles over here on Redskin Parkway. I'm on the high tide. It looks like you have your butt skinned up front yet. And there's a guy down there with his hat in his hand. To make sure you don't avoid that at all costs. As CHP said, that you have to come off the tree, you're going to have to climb up a tree, and probably want to get down and run through that shit and make yourself feel better about that. That is what we're talking about right now. And Bob's out. This is Bob Bacon, and I'm 9 pounds of swinging meat.
He did it.
And I don't like it.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Hey, Phil, it's Ted Bell here from Ted's of Beverly Hills, and I will be engaging Phil today talking about some of these slobs that I guess we're doing kind of a Twitter thing today, huh?
I would think so, yeah.
So I'll be talking about engaging some of these slobs today on the Phil Hendry Show on Twitter. Uh-oh, look at this. Look at this. Here he comes. And I am Mouth Siren Cop, and I will be telling you all about safety tips today on the Phil Hendry Show. That's Mouth Siren Cop with the safety tips today on the Phil Hendry Show.
All right, that's great. So all of that bull crap is happening today. Ted Bell later on.
What are you doing with all this, that's...
It's called a tease. That's what Phil's doing, he's teasing.
Yes, we're just doing some teasing.
You used to jump right in. Boy, I noticed Harvey's got out of here like the hot wind out of a duck.
It is true.
Yes, well, Harvey, by mutual consent, is taking a break from the show because I got that. That was...
Got a lot of people like it, Phil.
I don't care if a lot of people like it. To be honest with you, I people don't burn out on this stuff as quickly as I do, you know? I burn out on this stuff like a crazy man, and you know, in other words, the stuff just goes right through me, well, like the hot wind out of a duck's ass, and so...
You know what, I brought that up because it was a line from Chinatown, which I'd seen the other night, but now I'm very sorry because we've used it ad nauseum, the hot wind out of a duck's ass.
Yeah, well...
Well, what?
Well, if it's effective...
If it's effective.
All right, so... In any event, yeah, I got really weirded out by all of that. I just got tired of it, so it wasn't anything that I was interested in. It wasn't anything that I wanted to do, and so on and so forth, and like that there. All right, Margaret, go ahead and lay on us your whole Corleone comparison. Stephen Bozell is going to join us. He's a construction contractor. He's a working man, and he's out there in Corona, California, and he's going to want to, do a little bit of countering of your opinion.
Well, look, and I talked with you, Steve. Are you there, Steve?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Over the weekend, Steve and I talked about this, and I said, and this was on Twitter and by way of some email.
You had said... You know, let the cook...
Well, let me explain that, and then I'll go ahead and I'll let you.
Go ahead.
I said that the Republican Party was acting like the Corleone son, Fredo, because they were almost in a protesting form saying, I'm smart, not dumb, like people say.
And I that's when I jumped on, and I said to her, and you know, I respect your opinion, Ms. Gray, but I told her,
I said, you're effectively calling the Republican Party mind damaged or brain damaged.
Well, you originally said brain damaged, and I said it is not. That's not the case. I said they're mind damaged.
Yeah, okay. So mind damaged.
What is mind damaged?
That's a good question.
Mind? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm here with you.
Oh, my God. You've got your skirt hiked up and everything.
I do not.
I'm sorry. I got through the phone.
All right. That's fine. But...
Well, what, did I get you hot or something?
Well, your skirt was all... Wow.
Okay. Are you going to be okay?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right. Just put it out of your mind.
I'm trying to.
And what does that mean? I thought you said the...
I thought I was getting you hot.
That's not necessarily. Now I'm thinking about it. And
so...
Sorry, but... I gotta get it out of my mind. I gotta get it out of my mind.
All right, do you want me to hang up and call you back later?
No, sir, I got it. I got it.
You know, you're very, very rude, Mr. Bozell. On top of not being very, very sophisticated politically, you're very rude, very, very rude.
I gotta get it out of my mind. I got it.
All right, I'm gonna hang up on you, Mr. Bozell, if you can't get it out of your mind.
I'm kidding around. Sorry.
Yeah, I knew you were kidding around because I saw...
See the boner?
I did not see a boner, but I noticed movement in the slacks. God damn.
Jesus Christ, would you stick to the point?
Yeah, this is getting... I'm going to clear the room out in a second.
Oh, my God. Are you...
I'm going to clear the room out in a minute.
Sorry, my point is simply this. That the Republican Party is not brain damaged, they are mind... They're mentally damaged. It's different.
Okay, and I asked you at the time, and you explained it... And I think I understand, but I think for the benefit of the audience, I'd like to hear you, you know, explain it again.
All right, here's what I said. The Republican Party, like Fredo in The Godfather, is mentally damaged, not brain damaged, but mentally damaged. It flails about, it sits there in a loud sports jacket with a banana daiquiri, looking completely inappropriate and dumb, with the receding hairline, but thinking with its white buck shoes... And I suppose it's pretense to money. It thinks it's something special, which it ain't. Or I think I said it's not.
You did say it's not, and I appreciate that. What I found to be, and I still find to be offensive, is it still makes a problem. And you could have your opinion, okay? But the reason why I found this to be particularly troubling is because I had been engaging you and other people on Twitter about the Magic Steve Show.
All right, now the Magic Steve Show...
What is the Magic Steve Show?
Hold on, let me tell people. This is your magic act that you've done for kids' parties, and it hasn't gone over so well.
It's gone over good. It's gone over very good. But the kids that I've done the party for have been rude and I'm sorry to say, but stupid, as they walk out en masse and go out to a bounce house. Now, when you said what you said, Ms. Gray, about the Republican Party being mind damaged, you inferred that maybe I was mind damaged.
No, I said, and...
Oh, yes, you did, ma'am.
No, I said you had some basic mental block about your magic show that you could not accept as the children wandered out to a bounce house. You could not accept that your show, and I used the word that you were using, blew or blowed or blown, right?
Well, blew or... So what were you saying?
You say that your show or your magic show blowed?
Didn't say blowed, Ms. Gray.
No, I used the word that, Steve, you used it yourself. You said one of the kids or...
No, not one of the kids. I mean, the parents all said, you know, your magic show suck or...
You mean suck, sir?
No, these people are so illiterate. That's what I say. Their kids are dumb. They're dumb. And
well, who are these people?
These are people in our church, but they're not the same socioeconomic grouping, you know.
But who are they?
Yeah, they black people or something?
But you shut up, man. Hey, come on.
I'm just trying to ask.
Oh, no, they're not. They're white. I guess you call them white. Whites, you know, working class whites, a lot of them, some of them are construction workers, work for me, but, and they're good people. But one of them said, your magic show sucked. And that's when Margaret picked up on that on Twitter and said, well, look at the dumb, you know, or the mind damaged people like you that is going to this magic show.
All right, I want to ask you a question here. How did we get sidetracked away from the Republican Party?
This is a very good point, Phil.
Well, wait, Margaret, because I fear that you...
You fear? Get a load of this, will you?
Yeah, what are you all of a sudden, Phil? Ivanhoe or something?
Yeah, who's Ivanhoe?
You don't know who Ivanhoe is.
Yeah, Ivanhoe. Well, Ivanhoe, that's Maid Marian. Ow! God damn it, man.
Shut up, now, Master Plus. Hey, no more smacking. I told you guys.
God, man.
Who's Ivanhoe, Maid Marian?
That, now, there again, that's like saying your magic shows suck. They're supposed to be possessive there.
No, I don't. I'm just saying to Margaret, here is where we get into problems. Okay, now I forget what I was going to say.
Yeah, see, that's the problem on your show, Mr. Trender. You're always forgetting what you're going to say, and you don't conduct no good interviews.
Yeah, I agree with that, Phil.
I don't conduct any good interviews?
Oh, my God. So we're going to do a grammar lesson, and meanwhile, every point that I'm trying to make has been taken, tinkled on, and...
Tinkled on, yeah.
Look at Bozell, if there's one adult around here, let it be you. Just as we said last week, I bless the day I found you. You know, blah, blah, blah. Let it be me. Let it be you.
Okay, man, that's about it. Yeah.
All right, I don't... No one's making the connection.
All right, well, they may not make the connection, but don't start going, oh, wow, that's gay.
Yeah, well, that's what it sounded like.
What we're saying is, let it be you, Steve. You be the adult, because the rest of us are sinking into a swamp of childish, juvenile, and anal-fixated behavior. And I think it's wrong. I think it's very wrong. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yay! Very good, Miss Gray, the Freudian stuff.
Thank you.
All right, fine. We'll take a break on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, but Mr. Henry, I wanted
to... Yeah, that's great. You can say it when we get back. We're going to take a break here in the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Come back with Stephen Bozell and the rest of our marvelous crew of people here as we continue talking about the Republican Party being like the Corleone son, Fredo, Steve Bozell's Magic Steve Act, and how all of the mind-damaged people in the Republican Party are like the mind-damaged kids and their parents at Steve's magic shows. Why do these things have to be so...
Well, that is very, very confusing.
I understand that it's confusing, but it was how the conversation evolved.
All right, anyway, so that's part and parcel of what we're going to be doing here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And then we will have on the show with us Frank Gray, who'll be out, I guess he's golfing today, but he's going to talk as well about the debates, right? What more do we need to talk about these debates?
Just the fact that Frank said that he laughed so hard he hallucinated. But I
know you got to be kidding me.
No, Frank said he laughed so hard watching the Republican debates that he hallucinated, that he literally began to see things and hear things, and you should have heard it. I was in the kitchen, and I was drying some dishes, and I heard, like, ooh, wow, oh, wow, you know, I'm seeing lights. And
oh, get out of here.
I swear to Almighty God.
All right, and then Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police will join us. And also Ted Bell with the kinds of quote-unquote slobs he's been talking to lately in his restaurants. All ahead of the Phil Henry Show. When I'm cool enough.
And once more, there's the F word.
Yeah, that's right. I heard that again, Phil.
Yeah, like I said, it's the soundtrack of the whole thing here, man.
The soundtrack of the whole thing. Yeah.
Oh, Phil, you're affecting again that urban...
Mr. Henry's right.
All right, folks, thank you very, very much. That's music from... who is that?
That's Meek Mill.
Oh, Meek Mill. All right, Phil Henry Show with us is Stephen Bozell from Corona, California. Taking grave exception to the, and I'm going to take it, Steve, that you're a Republican?
Oh, yes, sir, I'm Republican. I've voted Republican for last, as long as I've only been registered to vote, and this is, I'm not proud of this, but I've only been registered to vote since 2000.
Since 2000, how old are you?
I'm 40 years old now.
So you're 40, so you're, you know, well, that's not bad. If you're 40 years old, you were 20, and I suppose, you know.
Yeah, well, it's been 5 years. I could have been voting earlier than that, like 96, but I didn't vote in 96. I didn't even vote in 2000.
But you say you voted in 2000.
I didn't. I said that I did vote for president in 2000. I voted for, I don't know, I was voting for Riverside County Commissioner or the guy that runs the public pool out there, because I sued, and then I forgot to vote for the president.
Well, all right. I mean, I don't know anything about that, but your point being what?
My point? Well, Phil has asked.
I asked him what political party, and he says Republican. All right. On Twitter, when the engagement was made about the Republican Party being like Fredo, how did the magic show get into it?
Well, he had been talking about Magic Steve and the fact that one of the classic podcasts has been about Magic Steve.
Yeah, you played...
I'm sorry, I'm not on the phone.
You played...
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. You played, I think it was a clip or something from a few shows ago.
Yeah, it was one of our classic podcasts.
Classic podcast of me and how the kids laughed at me and ran out on me. Now, I heard a lot of conversation about that. And it occurred to me that what you were doing is positioning me as being as dumb as Fredo or even dumber. And my point was, no, that's where you miss it. Them kids who I was doing the magic show for and their parents, they were the ones that had minds that had turned to just garp, you know, just to some level of dumpster, just dumpster trash. You know,
dumpster. You're talking about children, and their brains are dumpster trash.
If they're walking out on a magic show that's absolutely free, quality, and
Moselle, when are you going to understand the whole concept of keeping the audience happy? You know,
They're little tiny kids. Okay, a little tiny kid. If he can't get off, if he can't,
I don't like that phrase.
Sorry, if he can't get, you know, if he can't enjoy watching a magic show. And he has to go to a bounce house to get his to get a fix. I mean, what you're basically saying is that kid mentally is no better than some kind of a creep.
You're saying that kid mentally is like a junkie,
like a crawling junkie. Because what's happened is I'm giving him the best possible grade A Southeast Asian heroin. I'm not okay. No, just don't please don't hang up on me.
I don't like that comparison.
Just pretend they're older. What I'm doing is the equivalent of Southeast Asian pure cane white heroin, and that kid's decided to crawl away and snort crank or some mixture of crank and strychnine. Just, you know, snort it right off of a plate, a dinner tray or something. And I'm saying, man, there's something wrong with that kid.
Yeah, okay, well, bad comparison, nonetheless.
Yeah, but nonetheless, that's why I say the kids, their minds are destroyed.
Yeah, well, Stephen, I believe that your magic show, however good or bad it is no indication on the minds of children any more than I think it is comparable to what we're discussing with regard to the Republican Party, because I'm saying that a man's proficiency in his profession doesn't necessarily mean that his judgment when it comes to politics is either enhanced or diminished. In your case, I don't believe your fixation on politics, to the extent that it is a fixation, has been enhanced at all. I think you remain not very intelligent.
Okay, this is what I'm talking about.
I'm sorry, but I believe this is the case. You remain a bit of a slob, you see.
Okay, well, that's fine, but, you know, to denigrate what a man does for a living.
Well, you don't do it for a living, though, sir.
Sir?
Well, yeah, well, Mr. Henry's trying to be polite.
God damn. You know, you used to call me Steve.
All right, Steve, you don't do that for a living. You're a construction worker. I'll tell you this much. If your political aspirations somehow got in the way of your construction work or your profession, and that means you're not making the money that you should be making for your family, you'd be in real big trouble.
Well, it's got nothing to do with it, though. I'm just saying. She's the one that said the Republican Party is like the Corleone son Fredo, and I said I disagree with that. And I said, and by the way, you know, my magic act, Magic Steve, that's like saying there's something wrong with me when these kids are going out to a bounce house.
Yeah, the kids are going out to bounce house because there is something wrong with you.
Yeah, and what's that?
Your magic show suck, man. That's like the people said.
Ms. Gray said sucks, not suck.
Yeah, it technically is sucks.
Yeah, but I mean, I think the people, they're reaching for a whole new word.
Yeah, right there. There you go. It blew so bad, they had to create a whole new word. Your magic show suck.
What? I don't understand that at all. I don't understand you people at all. You're not my kind of people at all, man. I don't understand this kind of bull.
All right, Steve, that's what it is. And I would say this, that this is shaping up the debates, the Republican Party ticket, the winnowing down, as they say, of these candidates, is shaping up to be quite a fight. One thing that has happened is the Tea Party is in retreat. There's a whole new kind of Republican being born in Donald Trump. And a lot of the people that are Trump supporters, just like a lot of the people that are Tea Party supporters, they don't want to have anything to do with the Republican Party. So what do you care?
Because when you have an argument within the family, that's one thing. But when other people say that your mother wears army boots, then you circle the wagons, okay?
All right, well, so you're circling the wagons to try to protect something that none of you people want to be a member of anymore.
I think the Republican Party still has a lot of kick in it, but Yeah, I agree. You know, it needs to be reformed and reshaped, and people need to get their hands on it and squish it. Not squish it, but like clay, you know, kind of squish it together and make it...
Yeah, make an eyes and a nose out of it.
Okay, forget it, man.
All right, Steve, thank you very much. I know you got to get to work.
I do, and I want everyone to remember Magic Steve's Magic Act is available. You call my home. Phil, you have my business card?
Yeah, we'll give the number out later.
Okay. Magic Steve Magic Act, okay? And I'm telling you right now, it's quality. Kids that leave and go to the bounce house, we got a problem on that one.
So you haven't backed off?
No, ma'am, I have not.
All right, Steve Bozell with a warning.
What is that? The guy's doing? He's doing a magic act for a kid's show, and he's warning people don't go to the bounce house.
Well, there were some comparisons there that I didn't like. The one, you know, heroin. He's offering heroin, and the kids are out wanting to snort crank off of a plate somewhere. That's number one. Number two, I did not enjoy at all. This discussion you guys were having of... I didn't understand this discussion having to do with the politics of the Republican Party, the intelligence, and his magic show.
He was the one that brought up the fact that he was disrespected in much the same way that he feels the Republican Party's being disrespected because the children walked out of his magic show. And I said, your magic show, Mr. Bozell, can rot and burn in hell for all I care. We are talking about something much different. He said, well, then you're just like those children in a bounce house. I said, so be it. And that's when he went on and said,
well, he's saying you're in a bounce house.
Well, you know something, most days, yes, I am. Mentally, physically, yes.
Get a bounce house.
Hanging around with you snowflakes.
Okay. God, Mel, what are you talking about?
I'm telling you right now, I'm lost in space with you snowflakes in a bounce.
In a pound house?
I didn't say pound house, you... Why don't you go pound it, all right?
Oh, my God, Mr. Henry.
All right, fine. I'm hanging around with you snowflakes. All right, we're going to be right back at the Phil Henry Show. We got Frank Ray coming up, and he'll talk a little bit about those debates. I know we're talking a lot about politics, but I suppose there's a whole lot that hasn't been getted to, and we're going to be getting to it here at the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. My goodness, the weather's been warm, but it has cooled off here in the El Pacifico, and I think we should have a very pleasant day today.
Yeah, but that doesn't make any difference for people that don't live here.
That's true.
You're proud of the guns you hold.
Yeah.
What's left now? Where can we go?
Yeah. The world needs. You can give up like they tell you. Stop like they tell you.
All right, man, welcome back here. Frank Gray on the line with us. Frank is playing golf. Man, you are the golfinest guy, Frank. You know, God bless you. I'm glad that you're able to get out and do these things and have this kind of fun. How you feeling today?
Hey, young man, I'm better than Custer. I got a...
You're on the course right now, Frank?
Yes, I told you I'd be out on the course. I got a 300-yard. I'm going to lay this one right up. Watch this, Bill. Hey, Bernie, watch this. You bitch. God damn it. I, you know.
Frank, every time we talk to you...
Yeah, I know that. Don't laugh, Bernie. You're my caddy. You don't laugh. Don't. You think you're being funny? I'll knee you in the nuts and leave you where I found you. All right, here we go.
Now, how many balls are you hitting?
I'm going to hit another one. I'm taking a mulligan. Yeah, I'm taking a mulligan. You said we could. Where's Henson? Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Hold on. Fuck it. That's my caddy. Well, you think a caddy ought to laugh?
That is your caddy?
Yeah. Bernie, my caddy. And she's over here laughing. Here is a guy. She's got two grown sons, a beautiful wife. But she comes out here on the weekend to caddy, and she just laughs. All right.
Frank, tell me about the debates. I hear that you laughed so hard that you hallucinated.
Well, that's true. I did. I was watching that panel of screw-ups, listening to that that collection of... you talk about brain mind damage. I was listening to Margaret talking to Steve Bozell.
The name is Steve Bozell, Frank.
Okay, Steve Bozell, and she was going on about her magic show, okay, and I was thinking to myself,
as dumb as she is, that Steve Bozzle, there is no one dumber and more incoherent, I think, than that guy Trump. She's in a world of her own.
What about Trump?
Hey, I'm being interviewed on the radio. I'm not debating you in the clubhouse. I'll do that later.
So that's some of the guys on in your foursome?
Yeah, well, Pencil's here, and she's my law partner, and she's.
Trump got some good ideas.
Yeah. Okay. So you think Trump's got some good ideas, huh? But you're not being interviewed on the radio. I am. Me. Frank Gray, watch this shot.
Yeah.
Watch this. Pencil, I want you to watch this shot. I'm gonna tuck it up right next to the cup, and you're gonna drop to your knees and weep if you don't reach out and try to unzip my pants. And
okay, Frank, you're on the radio.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here we go. What a cunt. I told you, don't laugh.
You're belting your caddy around.
Yeah, of course I'm belting her around. You're a caddy. You don't laugh.
No.
See Tencel over there? She's not laughing. Are you, Tencel? Give a shit. I've already won. What's that? I don't give a shit. I've already won the round. So watching Trump, and then I was watching Fiorina. Now watching him engage her was something else.
Talk about Carly Fiorina?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
What did you think of her?
I think he is. I think he is smart, but I don't think that he is going to get it over on Trump because she is the front runner. And as perky and pretty and feminine as he is, he's not going to be able, I don't think at the end of the day, he's not going to be able to interest all of these closeted, forgive me for saying, homosexuals that they've got in that Tea Party. And they're all going to go for Trump because they're all hot for her. And
you know, so that's some dirty pool right there, Frank, to say that. What do you mean closeted homosexuals?
Well, look at how all of them are against the gay. That is absolute proof that you're a homosexual if you've got some problem with gays.
Wait a second. Well, I don't have any problem with gays, and I'm a very much a Republican.
All right, well, then you're one of a few, okay? But I can tell you...
I don't have no problem with gays either, and I'm a Republican.
Man, you're not a Republican. You don't even know what that is.
Well, I sort of am.
It's not called Republican either. You don't know what political party you are.
Are you sure that you know what you are, bud?
I know what I am, because I know what I is.
Oh, isn't that funny?
Hey, shit.
Just keep your mouth shut, will you?
Isn't that funny? Let me tell you something, Dickman. Our country's in big trouble. Not because of the president, but because we have a whole new surge of imbeciles that call themselves conservatives. They call themselves people that love America. They don't love America. They hate America and everything that it is, that it really is. It's a country of immigrants. It's a country that's ever-changing. It's a country that's ever-evolving and revolving, and they can't take it. And this goes to that whole thing that Ted Bell was talking. I heard her talking about the fact that she was on Twitter, and she was talking to some slobs and lame brains, too.
Well, look, Frank, rather than get into a characterization of individual people, the debates, you said you laughed until you hallucinated. Now, I did hear you going, ooh, you remember that?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Wait a minute, is this my shot? Hold on. Is this my shot?
Yeah.
Since when is my ball buried in all of this mud and muck? I'm going to take a drop.
Can't take a drop.
Well, I'm going to take a drop. Watch this. Where the fuck did that go? Who's doing the laughing? Is that you, Tencel?
Oh, it's your cat.
Get over here. I can get a load of this. My caddy's running away. What a baby.
Ow!
I knew it. That's a bear trap? Put a bear trap over there. Yeah, probably he'll take his whole leg off. Okay,
Is that a lady that's caddying for you?
Right now, yeah, because I fired the other guy. All right, so, anyway, what I would say is the following thing.
Why don't you get that woman's leg out of that bear trap?
All in due time, my dear. All in due time. Get a load of him. So here's my idea. Fiorina or Fiorello or whatever the hell his name is can debate Trump, okay? And Trump already apologized for saying to him that he had a kisser that had stopped time. I think what he, you know, what he said back to Trump was actually classier. I think he just told Trump, told her that, you know, she was an idiot, you know. But I think Trump said to him that I think he's a beautiful woman.
Yeah, but that didn't have any effect, and the crowd didn't react to it either. It sounded really, really flat, you know.
Well, there you go, and that reflects what, and that's when I started hallucinating. When Trump said to Fiorina, when she said to him, "Hey, you're a beautiful woman," and he just rolled his eyeballs as if, you know, somebody just, there was a stink coming through the room, and I looked over at Trump. And Trump looked really, you know, agog and aghast. Man, that's when I was having so much fun. I began to see colors. The walls were breathing.
What are you talking about with this hallucination?
I'm telling you that I got so overjoyed at watching Trump have her ass handed to her that I began to hallucinate. You understand? Tracers, breathing walls, everything. Everything I've ever imagined. My shot? Another piece of shit. Fuck this, man. Take these clubs. Take these clubs and get them out of my sight. I don't ever want to see them again. So I can tell you, Phil, without any fear of contradiction, for me, the best thing that I can possibly... What the hell is that?
Oh, you threw the clubs into the wash there. You know that's against the law.
Yeah, are you a cop?
No, I mean, I'm the bus siren cop.
Well, then you're not a real cop. Get out of here!
Come on there! You'll hear from my lawyer. I am your lawyer. Oh, thanks.
Anyway.
All right, Frank. Well, good luck, and thank you very, very much for your time.
Yeah, you know what? I quit the game of golf. I'm taking up badminton or racquetball or something. You guys.
Frank Gray, ladies and gentlemen.
What are that guy, that mouth siren guy, driving his motorcycle out onto the golf course?
Yes, I don't know. I don't know.
All right, that's really a thrill and a half, isn't it? All right, now what? We got Ted Bell coming up, or have we already talked to Ted? No, we haven't. So we got Ted Bell coming up here in a moment, and he'll get into the whole discussion of the slobs that he's running into there at the restaurant, and other items of interest here in the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Coming up.
Yeah, it's Robin Leonard. You listen to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Now, inviting you to get a backstage pass, a subscription to our website, is really simply asking you to help contribute to the ever-evolving, and as we say, the ever-evolving and ever-revolving nature and ever-revolutionizing nature of our show. That means that you're a part of the Phil Hendry Show Backstage Pass family. That means that you have an active hand in moving our show forward, in ever expanding and ever widening and ever pulsating and ever throbbing concentric circles outwards, you know?
What the hell?
In any, you know, so what we're saying is getting a backstage pass to the world famous Phil Hendry Show means that you are listening to over 20,000 hours of an archive that contains actually radio and audio comedy that takes the Jerky Boys to a whole new level, that showed Borat, or whatever that cat's name was. What was that?
Well, that was the Ali G.
Ali G. showed that cat how to do it, as far as I'm concerned. And a whole lot of other people. So if you want to go back to the very beginning of the modern prank culture, you have to go to the very roots of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And you do that by getting a backstage pass at philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com. No one can intelligently dispute the fact that we, and only we, created, invented, and gave life to the modern prank and crank and freak and jackass culture that we now find ourselves immersed in. Well, not jackass so much as
you weren't running, you weren't hanging things,
you weren't setting your own testicles on fire.
Well, sort of was, but
yeah, manner of speaking.
Anyway, philhendryshow.com. It's philhendryshow.com. Do it today. Yeah.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Hey, everybody, it's Ted Bell here from Ted's of Beverly Hills. I am so excited and so thrilled to be with you here at Ted's of Beverly Hills to talk about the restaurant business, to talk about the football season, to talk about some of the real interesting people that I've been talking to myself, and the way that my business has been impacted and affected here on the Bill Henry Show today.
You know, in a lot of ways, this has been sort of a Twitter-themed show, you know?
Yeah, it really is, Mr. Henry, because you're talking about all the stuff you run into on Twitter.
Well, yes, I was talking with Stephen Bozell on Twitter, and General, you were mentioning that.
Well, you've got Ted. Hey, Ted, this is the General. How you doing?
Hey, General, I hope you're doing... I can barely hear you. I'm in a very crowded room here right now. We have had a great weekend, by the way, Phil.
Can you hear me?
I'm going to step around a corner here.
Yeah, Ted, so this is about you being on Twitter too, huh?
Yeah. I found a couple of people on Twitter that I are the biggest lame brains that I think I mean, not just lame brains, but total assholes. And here's what I said to them. These people who are anonymous on Twitter, and they say all this stuff.
Well, what were they saying?
Oh, just all kinds of really hateful things about people, about really America, you know. They hate the people that hate. You know, people that hate.
What specifically, Ted? Because God knows that Twitter, like Facebook, is a sewer of hate.
Oh, there's no question. But these people were filled with absolute and utter hatred of minorities who are struggling. And the thing that I despised so much...
So we're talking about minorities like immigrants?
Well, not so much that, but people that are native-born, like myself. And so I had said...
Well, what minority specifically?
Well, I mean, you like, the one that got to me was people with buck teeth. These people on Twitter...
But wait, who are these people?
Are you guys going to let me say what I want to say? You're going to keep asking questions.
Well, when you said minorities, we thought you meant people of color, like, for instance...
No. I'm talking about the dental minority, of which I've had buck teeth... Since I was born, every time I've looked in the mirror, I've seen the buck teeth. And I've told myself, and I talked myself into believing, and I do now believe, that having buck teeth is one of the most beautiful things. I mean, I think I've got a very handsome face. And now comes these hate-filled animals, and...
Well, who were they?
They were dentists! Okay, dentists!
And they're hate-filled animals, huh?
Hey, let me tell you something, General. You know how you got a big nose?
Yeah?
What if a bunch of plastic surgeons started talking about, wow, I can really fix that big nose?
I don't give a... Are you calling that hate?
So in other words... Oh, wow, Henry. You you know, you really got to get a better panel over there.
All right, well, no, I don't think I need a better panel. Ted, you got buck teeth. You've had buck teeth since you were a kid.
Yeah, that's right.
In fact, didn't you tell me a story once?
Yeah, you said that your parents want to give you the braces. You said no.
Who is that, Dickman?
Yeah.
My parents didn't say they want to give me the brace. They said they wanted me to have braces. And I said, why? And they said, because your teeth are steep. You could eat corn on the cob at arm's length through a chain link fence. And I went, ha, 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 ha. Well, now I'm not going to have braces. And I told them.
And how old were you?
10. And
how does a 10-year-old boy keep his parents from doing what they want to do?
I don't know, but I did it. I said, I will not put those things in my mouth. You are not sticking anything in my mouth. And if you do, I'll call the police and tell them that my father and mother are trying to put something in my mouth, and I don't know what it is. And then the cops are going to call, you know, come to the FOIA.
Oh, Jesus. So you're blackmailing your parents with something like that?
Yeah, that's right.
What cop is going to believe that? You know, I got to tell you something, Ted.
What cop's going to believe that? Don't you know this culture by now? Don't you know the world by now? And don't you know how smart I was at 10 by now? I've got buck teeth. I worked hard for these buck teeth. Now I'm on Twitter this weekend, and these dentists, and I looked them up. This was a hate group, and...
Let me guess, the American Dental Association.
That's exactly right. And
come on, Ted, quit screwing around and being funny, all right?
I'm not being funny. I tell you something, the American Dental Association has had my support until I saw these guys coming on there going, you got what? I said, buck teeth. They said, well, we could straighten that out. Why don't you get some braces? I said, I don't want braces. I like my buck teeth. Well, you know, it's really not good for this and that. And I felt hated, and I felt, you know, I...
So, in other words, you felt as if you were a racial minority.
Yes, I did.
I honest to Jesus H, you know what, did. I don't want to say, you know, Christ, but...
No, don't do that.
Okay, but I was, I swear to God, because I felt, you know, I was born with buck teeth. See, you can't say, well, buck teeth are, you know, something that, it's like a religion, or like Phil says, you know, like somebody's clothing or hairstyle. I was born with buck teeth, just like someone's born with you know, for instance, brown skin. Okay?
And, okay, Ted.
Yeah, no, but hold on. And I told them that. And I said, don't you guys know what you're messing with? And they said, messing with what? With who? I said, you're messing with me. I was born with two protruding Bucky Beaver teeth, and now you're telling me that I got to get that fixed because you got to, you know, you're full of hate for some guy with the Bucky Beaver look? And they went, buddy, you got all kinds of things wrong with you. And I said, wow, you are hateful. Why don't you go burn like a... I said, why don't you take a big set of braces and, I don't know, get some fake buck teeth and burn them on a front lawn. Better yet, why don't you just incinerate a beaver?
That's what you said.
That's right. I'm fine. I got Rudy.
Rudy is...
Hey, Rudy, how you doing?
I'm very good, General. Phil, Ted's trying to walk it off.
What's he walking off?
Well, he's walking off what you're talking about. You know, he had a very rough weekend.
Well, Rudy, they tell you he thinks he's some kind of a racial minority because he has buck teeth.
Well, I don't know. He's not a racial minority, but he's got some bucked out teeth, and he feels as if this hate group...
The American Dental Association.
But I don't know. I don't know what it was. He said there was some hateful dentists that recommended he get it.
You know full well!
And he said that the whole Bucky Beaver thing, he saw...
What? Let me talk to him.
Yeah, hold on.
La 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 la.
That's Mrs. Clendenin. How you doing, Miss Clendenin?
Bone, will you, Rudy? Get over there and make some drinks.
Hey, man, don't you tell me what to do, okay? By the way, I need you over there in a few minutes.
Okay.
I need to open a few cans. I'm kidding.
Fuck! See what I'm saying? This is exactly what I'm talking about.
I wouldn't call that hate. I'd call that a little joke.
Oh, a little joke, huh? Suppose I walked up to you, Phil, and I squeezed your head and I said, you better pick this one. It's ripe. Okay?
What's that mean?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you don't think that's hateful? You don't think that's hate-filled?
No, I don't think it's hate-filled. I don't think it's hate-filled. If he squeezed your head and said, pick this one, it's ripe. No, I don't think it's hate-filled. If you did it more than once, I'd think you were just trying to pick a fight, but I wouldn't call it hate-filled.
Well, I'm telling you right now, Phil, I've had the beaved out teeth for a long time. And, of course, when I said I've had beaved out teeth, and they said, well, that's a whole other problem that might involve, you know, a doctor of a different organ. And I said, no, your filthy, dirty, rotten minds, no. See, these guys, Phil...
Well, Ted, that's not a hate group. That's a dentist. I personally don't think you can't possibly be that upset about that.
Well, I am upset about it because do I look like I got braces?
No.
Okay. Do I look like I got the beaved teeth? Hey, I need the can opener. That's what he's calling me. What? Say it again? I need the can opener. See, that's his nickname for me now, the can opener. Okay?
I got the can opener.
Yeah, well, all right. Give it a rest, will you, Rudy? All right, we already got the joke. Thank you. Anyway, Phil, what my point is, and I don't think that I'm wrong in having this point, is that if I'm going to go on the Twitter, as I did this weekend, and I've got a bunch of dentists giving me shit, what is that?
We got a split. We're late.
What about the Ted jingle?
I'll sing it. Ted's at Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
That blew.
Hey, Ted. Sorry about those hate-filled dentists, man.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Phil Hendry.
For Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved.
On Podcast One.
I'm Margaret Gray. How about some... Wow, it just gets weaker and worse. It gets worser and worser.